to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. I'm John North. Each weekday morning, I start the morning along with you at this time, the best way possible, and that is going to the Bible, God's Word, and seeing if God has something to say to us. The fact is, we don't have to wonder if God has something to say to us today. He always has something to say to us when our hearts are open towards Him and we go to His Word. He takes His Word and activates it in our life so that it becomes meaningful and fruitful in our spiritual lives. I wonder what God wants to say to you today. We're looking at this theme this week of how to find God in all things in your life. We've said that two of the foundations are learning to listen to God, to wait for Him. Also, learning to be a person who praises God constantly. It gets your focus on God and His involvement in your life. And thirdly, if you want to find God in all things, you need to look for Him in all things. See Him there. In Colossians chapter 3, it says, "If then you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with Him in glory." Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Keep seeking the things above, where Christ is. How we need to learn this lesson of looking to God in everything. In everything, in every circumstance, not setting our mind on the things that are on earth, but on the things above. Do you, as you face every circumstance in your life, ask God for what His desire is in this situation? Again, getting your focus on what God is doing gets your focus off your problem and onto the One who has the way forward for you. As you go into every circumstance, whether it's easy, nice circumstances or tough circumstances, look for the evidence of Christ in that circumstance. God is always faithful to you. He does not always make circumstances turn out the way that you would like or that you would choose, but He is always involved. Even when a circumstance is wrong and comes from somebody doing you wrong, God can still even use that for a good purpose in your life. God's timing, God's methods, they're His own, but you need to be open and have a desire to hear His answer and to see His place, His role in your life. As you think of today and the circumstances you're in right now, why don't you take a few minutes and just meditate and think and ask God, "Lord, would you show me, what are you trying to accomplish in my life through these circumstances? What do you want to do through me because of these circumstances?" I'm John North.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.